Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Let's jump straight in.
Tech Guide.
This was a real effort to push into that growing consumer space, very competitive space in Australia.
Tech Guide.
It does give the user plenty of options, whether you're working or viewing content on the device.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is the Tech Guide Podcast.
Knowing Apple, you just don't know what to expect.
Tech Guide.
They've gone from taking an excellent device and they've made it even better. It's had a redesign inside and out.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Tech Guide, episode 167. This is the podcast that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. Thanks for listening and thanks for downloading. And if you're listening for the first time, welcome aboard. My name is Stephen Fenwick. I'm the editor of techguide.com.au. On this week's show, the new iPhones have been released and have already broken opening weekend sales records. We're also going to talk about how mobile technology has changed the way we work and the NRL and AFL Grand Finals to be screened in high definition. In the Tech Guide reviews, we take a look at the tiny Logitech X50 mini wireless speaker, the Bose Solo 15 Series 2 TV speaker, and the new Epson printer that won't need new ink for 2 years. In the Tech Guide Help Desk, we'll also give you a heads up about the new iOS 9 feature that could be draining your mobile data. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products, and Norton, the company to help keep you and your family safe online. Lots to get through, so let's get cracking. And the new iPhone 6S and the 6S Plus have been released, and Tech Guide has already got our hands on them. The devices went on sale last Friday. There was, as usual, a huge crowd waiting to purchase these devices. There was a number of people who waited overnight in the wet and in the rain and in the cold to be among the first in the world to get their hands on these new iPhones. We did a story from one of our friend of Tech Guide, Jared Gardner, who was an Apple fan, who gave us his account of what it was like to wait in the line. And it actually is a pretty good read about his experience in the line and why he did it. A lot of people ask the question, why would you wait in line all night to buy the iPhone? And I think Jared explains his reasons, and I think you can understand a person like himself who's a big Apple fan doesn't want to miss out. They want to get their phone straight away. But the phones themselves outwardly don't look a whole lot different, but I have to say that in my short use of them already, there is plenty of changes under the hood. They are slightly thicker. They're only 0.2 of a millimeter thicker than last year's models. So they are almost identical. They're also made out of a stronger material, the same sort of aerospace grade metal, as well as a really tough Gorilla Glass screen as well. But the big feature, I think the standout for me, is the new 3D touch display that allows you to apply different pressures to the screen to peek inside apps, to have these really handy shortcuts to various functions within those apps without actually opening the app. So it's what you call your peeking into the app. That applies to emails. You can look inside emails without actually opening them. Look at inside, say, I think Instagram is one of the third-party apps that have already been adapted for 3D touch. So you can actually press on someone's name in Instagram and then see their most recent six images without actually having to go to the next page. If you do want to go all the way through, you just continue pressing and that'll open up the page as it normally would. But the new peeking and popping, as they call it, so you peek into the app and then if you want to look further, you press further and then pop into that app as well. That is really a revelation, these new phones, that it is a game changer in terms of the way you use your device. And the more third-party apps that take advantage of this feature, people are going to enjoy this even more. I think what it does, especially for the 6S Plus, which is obviously the larger 5.5-inch iPhone, the 6S has a 4.7-inch. So for the larger iPhone 6S Plus. I think 3D Touch helps make that easier to use with one hand. There are various ways you can peek into various apps, slide up to take action, slide left in emails to discard. Plenty of new swipe gestures and new actions to do with 3D Touch that really make it a lot easier to use with one hand. So we're going to publish our full review of the iPhone later this week. But feel free to check that out. We've got both the 6S, we've got the Rose Gold 6S, as a matter of fact, which is the new color that Apple's offered, and we've got the 6S Plus as well, and we're going to publish those reviews later this week. But it hasn't taken long for news of the success of these new devices to come forward. Apple has today announced just not long ago, in fact, we're recording the podcast about an hour before we went to air here tonight. Apple announced that it had sold more than 13 million new iPhone 6S's and 6S Plus models, which is a brand new record. That's just after 3 days from the launch. It was available. Australia was one of the first territories in the world where it went on sale. Also went on sale in the UK, US, New Zealand, and other countries. There's also going to be more than 40 additional countries beginning October 9. So expect that number to increase even more. But 13 million in the first 3 days, not too shabby at all. Apple once again breaking those opening weekend sales records. If you want to read a little bit more about the opening night, the day the iPhones went on sale, you can do that along with our review, which will appear in the next couple of days, and also the story about the record. You know where to go. TechGuide.com.au.
This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Keeping you updated and educated.
Well, we just spoke about the iPhone, and I think smartphones in general have really changed the way we communicate. They also changed the way we work as well. I think what it's done is really created a way for us to get our jobs done away from the office. Optus have done some interesting research commissioned through Galaxy Research, where they interviewed more than 500 small to medium business owners and the effect that mobile technology has had on the way they do business. I think the biggest conclusion since the introduction of mobile technology on the way we do business is this. I think work is now a thing we do, not a place we go, thanks to the connectivity and the usefulness of these mobile devices. The research found, though, that 70% of Australians work on the go. Of those 70%, of those who work on the go, 70% of them work from their vehicles. So literally road warriors we're talking about here, who work on the road for more than, cumulatively, more than 15 million hours per week, with the average Aussie worker spending 16 days a year working in their car. The other places we like to work outside our vehicles, of course, and outside the office, are coffee shops, client work sites, and hotel rooms. That was favoured by 47%, 42%, and 40%. Respectively. Now, smartphones are the go-to device for these users. 72% of these workers prefer the smartphones, 12% preferring tablets. Now, the convenience of the smartphone is really changed the way we work on the move, and obviously that can have a downside. In other words, we can be working when we are normally not working. For example, on our holidays. The research showed that there's up to 43% of users are likely to work on their holidays. So achieving that work-life balance, the phone can actually be friend and foe. The convenience of having your mobile device lets you get your work done, but on the downside, you're always connected, you're always in contact, so sometimes there's no avoiding that. The main reasons for operating outside the office with the mobile were obviously for convenience, that's 47%, more flexibility, 40%, making their business more profitable, 23%, saving time, 20%, and not being able to afford office space. 10% of people came up with that answer. So having a mobile phone, mobile connection, has given people the opportunity to work on the move and not even have an office. So an interesting development there. And in terms of the software and services that we use on the go, internet banking was a big one, 83%. Financial software, 44%. Using services like Dropbox, that's used by 37% of people. Dropbox is used to share large files easily to other people. Microsoft Office 365 was also used by 31% of respondents. And Google Drive, which is a cloud drive that from Google, 22%. So people storing documents and data in the cloud on Google Drive and thereby being able to access them from other devices and other computers on the move. Really interesting results there. And if you want to read more about what Optus has done with those, you can check out the results at techguide.com.au. Sports fans, some very good news. The NRL and the AFL grand finals are going to be broadcast in high definition. Now, it's an all-Queensland grand final here in New South Wales between the Brisbane Broncos and the North Queensland Cowboys, and both Nine and Gem will be broadcasting. So Nine will have the standard definition, and Gem will have the high definition, which is Channel 90. Now, earlier this year, there were some announcements from the government, from the deregulation of the older digital TV standards, that stations were at liberty, they were free to broadcast through their main channel. In the case of Channel 9, their Channel 9, not 90, which is Gem, they were allowed to broadcast through Channel 9, which up until now has been a standard definition channel. They were given permission, if they chose, to broadcast high definition through that main channel. The old laws that came into effect were created so that people still had access to all the main programming in standard definition, which at the time was the most popular digital TV that people owned. Today, nearly everyone has HD TVs, and thereby why the laws have been changed. In the AFL Grand Final, the Channel 7 has the rights to those matches, and they'll also be broadcast through in high definition, a standard definition on 7, and in high definition on 7mate. So whether you're an AFL fan or an NRL fan, really good news. It's a big weekend of sport. Grand final weekend. Saturday, you've got the AFL, and Sunday, you've got the NRL. And if you've got a HD TV, they are going to look better than ever. You want to read more about that story and where you can view the grand final? You can check it out at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finnick.
The Tech Guide podcast is proudly sponsored by Norton, the company that helps keep you and your family safe online. Do you know what your kids are up to on the internet? A recent survey by internet security company Norton shows that almost 3/4 of Australian parents are in the dark when it comes to knowing what their children get up to online. Are you one of them? Helping your kids grow up in the digital age of social media, online stranger danger, sexting, and cyberbullying adds a new dimension to parenting. But Norton wants to help give you the tools you need to open up the conversation with your kids about online safety. Norton Family is a free online service that lets you keep tabs on where your kids go, what they do, and what they see online so you can help them develop good online habits. To learn more and to start using Norton Family for free, visit norton.com/au/protecting kids.
Tech Guide. Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fennett. Tech Guide.
All right, kicking off the Tech Guide reviews this week is a tiny speaker from Logitech, the Logitech X50 Mini. This is a wireless speaker that is only 9.7 centimetres wide, 8.5 centimetres long, 3.83 centimetres thick, and weighs just 142 grams. Yet, this tiny speaker can still produce a surprisingly large sound. Now, it's designed to be portable enough for you to literally take it with you anywhere. It's small enough to fit in your pocket. And for those who want to hear their music through a speaker rather than through earphones, this is just the device for you. It's got a Bluetooth connection, as we said, so has a range of up to 10 meters. Can also be connected directly to your smartphone through the auxiliary in port with a cable. There are also volume controls on the outside, with the built-in buttons there on the outside. Now, it's got also a built-in rechargeable battery, and you'll get 5 hours of use on a single charge. It recharges through the device's micro USB port. And one thing I mentioned is that the speaker, despite being so small, you'll be surprised actually how big the sound you get out of this thing. And the reason for that is, apart from the power of the speakers themselves, it's also the grill design. It has a wide and open grill, and that plays a part in the sound coming through in a larger soundscape than you'd expect. It is actually surprisingly loud for such a small speaker. Now, who'd use this sort of speaker? It's ideal if you're traveling. A lot of people like to travel in their hotel room. They might like to play a little bit of music wherever they go. Even those who are not traveling, those who just want to take their music with them, small enough to fit in your bag, in your pocket. You want to maybe take it down the beach or down the park. You can enjoy your music on the go. The Logitech X50 Mini Wireless Speaker. It's available now, and it's only priced at $49.95. And if you want to take a closer look, you can check it out. techguide.com.au. Righto, moving along to another speaker, but this is a different type of speaker we're talking about now. It's from Bose. It's the Solo 15 Series 2 speaker. Now, one complaint from people who own flat-screen TVs is that the sound just doesn't cut it. In this era where TVs are getting thinner, design is a lot more important. So the size really, the TV is really thin. The panels are quite big. No room for a proper speaker on board there. So that's the reason why I think soundbars are such a popular product, where people are adding the soundbar to the front of the TV, really giving it the punch that the TV can't deliver through the speaker. If you are experiencing that problem but want something different to a soundbar, the Bose Solo 15 Series 2 could be just the answer. This is what they call a pedestal speaker. In other words, your television sits on top of this speaker. So you got your desktop stand that actually sits on top of the Bose Solo 15 Series 2. It can support screens of up to 50 inches. So if you've got a TV in the lounge room, in the bedroom, and you want to enhance that sound, the Bose Solo 15 Series 2 can do just that. It's about 63 centimetres wide, about 36 centimetres long, and is 7.6 centimetres high. And there's only one connection you make from the device to the television, and you also have a universal remote control, so you can control your television, you control the volume, and with just a single remote control. Now, on board, there is Bose's proprietary TrueSpace technology, and this is actually like a virtual surround sound where you'll be hearing sounds coming from parts of the room where there isn't a speaker. You could look around and think, where the hell is that sound coming from? It's actually coming through the pedestal. But using that TrueSpace technology, it makes you think it's coming from beside you, behind you, from above you. It is pretty cool. There is a five drivers on board, so you get that wider, larger sound. There's also a dedicated center speaker. This is really important. Any home theater system has not only directional speakers, left and right and rears, but also a dedicated center speaker. That's where the dialogue comes from. So the reason it's through the center speaker is because when you're watching someone talking on the TV, it's coming from the screen. So it's not a directional sound. It's got to come from the television, hence the reason why it comes through the center speaker, which is located underneath the television. In this case, that center speaker comes out of the middle of the pedestal, so that you'll hear the characters' voices coming out of the TV from the screen, which is really important. But what it does, it really delivers that full sound and pretty impressive bass as well. There's a bass control function through the universal remote control, so it can really add some punch to your TV viewing experience. Whether you're watching movies or enjoy sport, it can really add to the experience. I think George Lucas once said that sound is 50% of the movie and viewing experience. So if you want to improve it, the Bose Solo 15 Series 2 is definitely the way you can do it. It's available now. It's priced at $649, and you want to check it out. There's some pictures that I'll put up on Tech Guide as well as our report, and the address to look that up is techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Well, printers, we've all got them, and one common complaint though is the fact that we've got to keep buying ink. Now, every inkjet printer out there has little ink cartridges, and not just one. There's normally a black, and there's a cyan, magenta, yellow, and there's a CMYK arrangement of colors there. So when some of them run out one at a time or all at once, you need to go out and buy a new cartridge. And they're not cheap. These are, whether you're using a Canon or a Brother or whatever type of printer, HP, they've got their own individual cartridges, and not only does the cartridge contain the ink, but also contains the printer head. So that's the reason why cartridges can cost so much, is because you're kind of buying a little engine every time you change the ink. It's like when you get your oil changed in your car, replacing the engine at the same time. Of course that's going to be expensive. So that's just the way it is at the moment with inkjet printers up until now. Epson have just relaunched their new EcoTank printers, and they totally change the way the ink is supplied. There's four models in the range: the ET2500, ET2550, the ET4500, and the ET4550, designed for home office, small businesses. And these printers are all wireless, all-in-one printers, but they've got this new integrated ink system. So if you're constantly forking out for printer cartridges and you're in a busy office that you're always looking to maybe trim your printing cost, your consumable cost, well, the EcoTank printers can really, really come to the rescue here. Now, what they have, these ink tanks come with ink bottles. So there are no cartridges to change ever. So the cartridges stay in the printer. All you do is top up the ink. So with these new printers, you get ink bottles. And if you're wondering how much they cost, all ink bottles only cost $16.99. That's cheaper than a small ink cartridge for a rival printer. The black ink, which is obviously a larger bottle, that's going to be $24.99. But have a guess what? Those ink bottles are going to last up to 2 years. You can print thousands and thousands of pages before you need to restock on the ink. Now, a normal printer, a couple of months, and you're at the shop again, forking out $25, maybe more, for a new ink cartridge. Not so with these Epson printers. Now, there's a color LCD screen on board. There's also wireless, of course, so you can have Wi-Fi printing. There's also Epson Connect, Epson Connect 5, which allows you to print from your tablets and your smartphones, whether it's an iPhone or an Android device, or straight from your Google Drive account. You can also print from a Chromebook. So wireless printing is all the rage there. And there is plenty of functionality here. You can print really quickly, 30-page automatic document feeders, so you can copy and scan and even fax for some models. Some people, would you believe, still use faxes. But these Epson printers have really responded to this need in the market to get better value out of your printers. And they use precision core inkjet technology. So not only do you get 2 years of ink included with the printer, so you buy the printer, you know, that can print up to 11,000 pages in black, up to 8,500 pages in color. Ink comes with it. So the bottles that you get in the box with these Epson printers will last you for up to 2 years. There is LCD screens on the model so you can see what you're printing. Really easy way to access the settings, but really big improvement in the printing market here is really going to save people a lot of money. Now, and these aren't expensive printers either. They start at $499. There's also a model that's $449. The entry level is $449. And the workforce, the ET, the 4500 models, $599 and $699 respectively, available at JB Hi-Fi, The Good Guys, and Bingley. The Eco Tank printers from Epson, you can check them out. I've written a story about them on techguide.com.au. The Tech Guide podcast is also proudly sponsored by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. And they've got the new Netgear Nighthawk X4S AC 2600 Wi-Fi VDSL ADSL modem router, which is perfect for connected Aussie homes. Netgear's latest addition to the Nighthawk family is a high-performance piece of kit specifically designed for streaming, gaming, and connected homes with lots of devices. The Nighthawk X4S, or D7800 as is also known, will deliver AC Wi-Fi speeds of up to 2,600 megabits per second and supports both ADSL and VDSL connections. VDSL connections is what's powering some NBN connection, so you are future proof right there. It's the first modem router on the market to support the latest Wave 2 Wi-Fi technology with quad stream on both bands and multi-user MIMO capability. That's multiple in, multiple out capability. This means maximizing your connection speeds for faster streaming, faster gaming, and less buffering. So if your household loves streaming your Netflix, online gaming, has multiple devices, check out the new Nighthawk X4S Wi-Fi modem router from Netgear. Search D7800 at netgear.com.au.
Answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Our Tech Guide Help Desk is related to a feature that we've discovered on iOS 9. You can call it a hidden feature, and it is catching some users out. Now, this is a feature called Wi-Fi Assist, and what it's designed to do is to allow users to if they happen to be on a slow Wi-Fi network, Wi-Fi Assist kicks in and actually brings in a cellular network connection to make it even faster. If you're stuck on a slow Wi-Fi network, rather than you just watching and waiting for the page to load and it's just excruciatingly slow, the Wi-Fi Assist feature on iOS 9 with the iPhone then chooses the fastest possible network. And in some cases, if there is a slow Wi-Fi network, that faster network is the cellular network. Now, what's so bad about that, I hear you ask? Well, the downside of that is that for many users who don't have all the data in the world, they need to keep an eye on their usage. For these users who think they're on a Wi-Fi network, Wi-Fi Assist actually uses a cellular network in the cases where the Wi-Fi network is slower than the available 4G network. So for those thinking, okay, I'm not using my own data, I'm on Wi-Fi, not the case. If Wi-Fi Assist is enabled, you're actually using your mobile data. And as I said, not many people have buckets and buckets of data to use. They really need to keep an eye on their usage. And when the way they do that is to get on Wi-Fi. But with Wi-Fi Assist, that can you think you're on Wi-Fi, but it could actually be using your cellular data because it may be faster. Now, the good news is this feature can be turned off. And the way you do it is this. So you go into your settings and then you click on cellular, or some older models that might say mobile, but cellular then will take you into another menu, and you scroll all the way to the bottom and there is the switch to turn off Wi-Fi Assist, so you can toggle that off so that it can rather than automatically using cellular data when Wi-Fi connectivity is slow, it will only use Wi-Fi rather than looking for a faster network on a slow Wi-Fi network, it will stay on that slower Wi-Fi network. Look, the downside is it's a slower experience. The upside is your mobile data is not being drained away without your knowledge. So something to check out. Now, on Android, there are similar features. This feature is actually on some of these latest Samsung phones. And that kind of does the same thing. It's called Download Booster. So, but the difference with the Android choice is you have to opt in to switch it on. So it is by default turned off. In the case of iOS 9 on the iPhone, Wi-Fi Assist is turned on. So you need to turn it off if you don't want to get your data, drain your mobile data away without you knowing. So best to check that out. That is the Tech Guide Help Desk. You can check out that story at techguide.com.au. And that is our show for this week. You can read about everything we've talked about at techguide.com.au. And if you want to get in touch, you can email us at info@techguide.com.au. Or you can get in touch with us at Twitter. I'm at Stephen Fennec, and that's Stephen spelt with a PH. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you think, what you're using, what you're liking, what you're not liking. Special thanks too to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs, and Norton, the company that can help keep you and your family safe online. Thanks for listening. Been great having you with us once again. We look forward to you joining us again next week. So until then, as we always say, stay safe and stay connected.